Far ahead of the freighter Wildcard, one of the Imperial Star Destroyers centered in the cockpit's forward viewport gave a flicker of pseudo-motion and disappeared.
"They're leaving," Mara announced.
"What, already?"
Card said from behind her, his voice frowning.
"Already,"
she confirmed, keying the helm display for tactical.
"One of the Star Destroyers just went to light speed. The others are breaking off and starting pre-light speed maneuvering."
"Interesting,"
Card murmured, coming up to look out the viewport over her shoulder.
"A hit and fade attack, and with Star Destroyers yet. Not something you see every day."
"I heard about something like that happening over at the Drow Key system a couple of months back,"
the co-pilot, a bulky man named Lacton, offered.
"Same kind of hit and fade, except there was only one Star Destroyer on that one."
"At a guess, I'd say we're seeing Grand Admiral Thrawn's influence on Imperial strategy,"
Card said, his tone thoughtful with just a hint of concern mixed in.
"Strange, though. He seems to be taking an inordinate amount of risk for the potential benefits involved. I wonder what exactly he's up to."
"Whatever it is, it'll be something complicated,"
Mara told him, hearing the bitterness in her voice. "Thrawn was never one to do things simply. Even back in the old days when the Empire was capable of style or subtlety, he stood out above the rest."
"You can't afford to be simple when your territory's shrinking the way the Empire's has been."
Card paused, and Mara could feel him gazing down at her.
"You seem to know something about the Grand Admiral."
"I know something about a lot of things," she countered evenly. "That's why you're grooming me to be your lieutenant, remember?"
"Touché," he said easily. "There goes another one."
Mara looked out the viewport, in time to see a third Star Destroyer go to light speed.
"One more to go."
"Shouldn't we get moving?"
she asked Card. "That last one will be gone in a minute."
"Oh, we're scratching the delivery," he told her. "I just thought it might be instructive to watch the battle, as long as we happen to be here at the right time."
Mara frowned up at him.
"What do you mean we're scratching the delivery? They're expecting us."
"Yes, they are,"
he nodded.
"Unfortunately, as of right now, the whole system is also expecting a small hornet's nest of New Republic ships. Hardly the sort of atmosphere one would like to fly into with a shipload of contraband materials."
"What makes you think they'll come?"
Mara demanded.
"They're not going to be in time to do anything."
"No, but that's not really the point of such a show,"
Card said.
"The point is to score domestic political gains by bustling around, presenting a comforting display of force, and otherwise convincing the locals that something like this can never happen again."
"And promising to help clean up the wreckage,"
Lacton put in.
"That goes without saying,"
Card agreed dryly.
"Regardless, it's not a situation we really want to fly into. We'll send a transmission from our next stop, telling them we'll try to make delivery again in a week."
"I still don't like it," Mara insisted. "We promised them we'd do it. We promised."
There was a short pause.
"It's standard procedure,"
Card told her, a touch of curiosity almost hidden beneath the usual urbane smoothness of his voice.
"I'm sure they'd prefer late delivery to losing the entire shipment."
With an effort, Mara forced the black haze of memory away. "Promises."
"I suppose so,"
she conceded, blinking her attention back to the control board. While they'd been talking, the last Star Destroyer had apparently gone to light speed, leaving nothing behind but enraged and impotent defenders and mass destruction. A mess for the New Republic's politicians and military people to clean up. For a moment, she gazed out at the distant planets, wondering if Luke Skywalker might be among those the New Republic would send to help clean up that mess.
"Whenever you're ready, Mara."
With an effort, she shook away the thought.
"Yes, sir,"
she said, reaching for the board.
"Not yet,"
she told herself silently.
"Not yet, but soon. Very, very soon."